And if you're running away from reality in a thousand little smorgasbords, you never see reality and you don't even know it exists. You know about God, but you don't know God. Because you're in the business of not knowing Him. But you can see other people in denial, but you can't see yourself in denial. You can see other people's faults, but you don't think of your own faults as faults. Because you make excuses, or you don't see them. I know why I started this way, but is this understandable? Have you any understanding how many ways you don't understand things? And have you any understanding, which obviously you don't, but you will, please God, if you follow the course I'm suggesting to you, you will understand, because understanding is something you're born with, and it's kind of like you forgot what it is. You just have to remember it, to be reminded. But you're born with that potential. Otherwise, why would you understand me? Doesn't it take one to know one? Why do you come here? For me to jog your memory, not to teach you anything new. If it's new, don't bother. Don't listen to anything that's new, because that's an invention. The trouble is, people who have no understanding, don't want any understanding, can learn things new and think it's understanding. That's why you have 10,000 different religions or 100,000 different religions or political ideas. Nobody, hardly anybody, has a mind of their own. It almost doesn't exist. There are a few people, and they are usually noble leaders that come to the rescue of the dumbed-down masses like Moses and Jesus and Abraham and